There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready? You ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Red Kingdom. Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Mike Caliendo comes in as an extra blocker. This is third down and one. At the 2-yard line, a touchdown, walks it off, handoff, Kareem Hunt, right side, powering, he is, give it to him, touchdown, Kansas City, it's a walk-off touchdown by Kareem Hunt, and the Kansas City Chiefs stay undefeated at 8-0, the only unbeaten team in the National Football League, 14 straight wins for the Chiefs Kingdom. That's an all-time Kansas City record and seventh in National Football League history. The Chiefs bring Kelce in motion to set up a three-receiver triangle set to the far side, right side of the field. Mahomes in the pocket, steps up in pressure again, throws it late down the middle of the left side, and it's going to be intercepted or caught. No, it's caught. Caught by DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins somehow caught the football. It looked like the Bucs were going to intercept it. DeAndre Hopkins for 35 yards. Mahomes just threw it up for grabs, basically, hoping D-Hop came down with the football. What a play. Mahomes hit as he threw off his front foot. And three Bucs were there, and somehow D-Hop catches that football in traffic for 35 yards.
One of the greatest catches you'll ever see right there that Mitch Holtis just described. I had no idea what happened when he threw that pass. How are you doing on this Victory Tuesday? Big Tuesday.
Trade deadline, too.
That's right. The obvious elephant in the room.
Yes, sir.
Trade deadline. 3
Who
o'clock.
Are we getting?
Marshawn Lattimore.
I would love that, right? Would your day be complete if we got Marshawn Lattimore today by 3 p.m.?
My day would be complete if somebody brought me an all-star special from Waffle House and the Chiefs got Marshawn Lattimore.
Because
I'm not
going to
lie to you, boys.
Yeah.
I'm a tired son of a gun today. That damn game had to go to overtime. Obviously, we get up early. That's not your fault. You are listening to 96.5 The Fan, Bob Fesco. Congratulations, by the way, sir.
Thank you. For what? What did I do? What did
you
I do?
You won the award.
Well, oh,
you
the DeAndre Hopkins thing?
No. We'll get to that, too.
Okay.
It's a day to celebrate you.
Oh, it is? What did I win?
You won Best Radio Host in Kansas City from The Pitch.
Oh, yeah, from The Pitch Magazine.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
I appreciate
you
that.
You are so getting laid tonight.
It's Tuesday, baby. Hell yeah.
Your supportive wife was tweeting, Facebooking, letting the people know how proud of a woman she is to have you as her husband, how proud of a we are to have you as a co-host.
Well, thank you.
I know you're not everybody's cup of tea, but you are ours.
Thank you.
And you can't deny voting when people come out and say it, even though you told your entire family to come into Kansas City.
Right. Yes, that's right.
No, but seriously, man, you took a chance on Mac and I.
Yeah.
And you've allowed us to come in here and do this, and we appreciate that. I'd mean that from the bottom of my heart. You took a chance on me. You gave me
Take a chance on me.
That's right. You gave me a chance to fulfill my dream. We're doing this thing. We're having fun with it. We're only, 2 months into this, and we're on the FM dial, and people love you because they voted for you as the number one radio host. Not only that, man, a clean sweep in this town. Yeah. You, Carrington, Cody, all three of the finalists, and you out-edged them. But I want to let you know, look out, buddy. I'm coming.
No, absolutely. It's funny you say that because I got a text from somebody yesterday saying, I hope the show is as going as good as it sounds. And I was like, that was a really nice text message to receive from somebody yesterday.
Mental space is better for all of us.
Yeah, no doubt.
I love Kling. Mm-hmm. Obviously we have tried to go a separate way from that. And, obviously people still love what they listen to. They can say that they don't like you. They can say they disagree with you, but you know what? They don't show that.
Well, I know,
you won.
Well,
so
thank
congratulations.
You. Thank you. I appreciate that. I don't like to bloviate myself. You know, it's like,
and is Dan Kilgore going to play?
He is. Yeah, well played by you. That is really well done. I did like that. That's good.
You.
But I don't want to sit here and talk about myself
all
morning
long
because I hate doing that. Right. Like it sucks and whatnot, but, you know, we're in a good spot right now, man.
Yep.
We're in a really, really good spot with you guys and, you know, everything that's moving along and the FM dial, as you mentioned, we have pictures sometimes too. I mean, it's really unique that we get that going every once in a while. The drive, it says the drive with Carrington today, but that's fine. It is what it is. As long as the cameras are working, we don't care what it says, but thank you all for voting. And I've learned that, you know, if you're going to be a talk show host in any realm, you've got to be compelling. They either got to hate you or they got to love you, but they're going to listen, right? They're going to listen because either they hate you or they love you. Anybody who's kind of that middle ground, it just doesn't work. You got to have compelling takes. And I know sometimes people don't like what I have to say, but I'm never going to lie to you. I'm never going to not spitball the truth at you. And sometimes the truth is hard to hear for a lot of folks, and that's okay.
And for $99, you can get your award.
Yeah, award for $99.
Congratulations on winning. For $150, you can
get a plaque.
There you go. There. So from the 816, it's Bob, and it's not really close to my opinion. So we appreciate your kind words.
Thank you.
But let's address everything that was last night. Chiefs are now 8-0.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait today to see how many people think the Ravens are still the best team in the AFC. Nobody can beat Detroit. Green Bay could be the Chiefs. I'm kidding.
No, who's going to be the team du jour now? Because this team has now played half a season, Dusty, and we're perfect. And there's really Buffalo's left up. Last night was a test. I mean, it really was. That was a test last night.
What is it? Mitch always says a gutsy win. That was a gutsy win.
Yeah, right? It was. Yeah, very
bad call.
Win.
You had a bad call go against you. That was not a hold or whatever they called on Connors, which was supposed to be McDuffie. I don't understand that. I'm not trying to be like a homer, but
Joe and Troy were like,
like, I don't agree with that.
Yeah, Tom Brady couldn't have said that though.
But and then the fumble by Kelsey, 10-point swings
that.
Other than that, if that doesn't happen, the game's official. I mean, probably just completely over. DeAndre Hopkins arrived. You said he would. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to that, because you were like, I think this is the game where DeAndre Hopkins comes, you know, full circle. I mean, if
that's not even close to full circle, I can't wait to see what full circle
is.
He
had 8 for 80?
8 for 80 or something like
touchdowns.
That. 2 touchdowns, yeah.
And then Kareem Hunt just absolutely dominated that game.
Yep.
So what I noticed last night is that essentially was the offense that won the Super Bowl last year. Instead of Rashee Rice, it was DeAndre Hopkins. And instead of Isaiah Pacheco, it was Kareem Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no doubt in my mind last night that offense ran through DeAndre Hopkins, Travis Kelce, and Kareem Hunt, and Patrick Mahomes, conductor of the orchestra, who is, in my opinion, the front runner for the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I say that is because he took that game and controlled it. Zero interceptions.
Yep.
Zero fumbles. Played on a bummed ankle that scared everybody half to death.
I mean, everybody held their breath.
I think
everybody's
like,
right?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
And
I think it was worse than that.
And then overtime, I mean, Tampa Bay. I mean, you had to have the same feeling that I had if you're Tampa Bay going, we're not going to get the ball.
Yeah.
Like, they just showed Baker on one knee just watching, knowing for a fact. He was like,
as soon as they lost the coin toss, you saw Baker.
He was like, dang it. And that is, to me, that is why the Chiefs are the number one team in the NFL, and that is why Patrick Mahomes is the MVP of the league, because it was overtime. Their backs were against the wall. It was the first time that they had been tested all season. The scores are on the wall.
Right.
I know Baltimore was a game, but they scored late. And obviously Vegas, they scored late.
Right.
But Patrick Mahomes, the way that he orchestrated that entire thing in overtime, and just the calmness, the demeanor, and everything, and it was like, this guy gets it. This guy knows how to beat everybody in the NFL. And it's not even close.
Well, it was a masterclass in overtime by Patrick Mahomes, but not just a masterclass in overtime by Patrick Mahomes. It was a masterclass by everybody because you saw exactly what I think a lot of people have been kind of quote unquote pining for, you know, the 2018 offense to kind of come back to life a little bit. And in overtime, it did. I mean, you ran the ball with Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce caught passes, and you saw DeAndre Hopkins catch passes. It was like senior citizen day at Arrowhead yesterday. You take your veteran players, you put them in that position because they've been there before. You know that you can rely on those guys. And we did see yesterday why Patrick Mahomes is the MVP of this league. Like, enough with Lamar Jackson. As much as I love him and he's my second favorite quarterback in the NFL, he has three losses. This team is undefeated. Yep. And Patrick Mahomes on a bum ankle came back in, led this team in overtime to a victory. And we saw, I thought last night, a really good team win for the first time this year. I think we saw the offense bail out the defense a little bit in that game because the defense gave up that last, you know, minute touchdown, which they don't normally do. And then, you know, Bowles out there screwing the whole thing up as the head coach. But I think, you know, yesterday we saw the offense bail out the defense, and it's good to see that this whole thing is being galvanized now. And, you know, it's domination when people are just looking for things to create storylines with after the game. We have Ryan Clark out here advocating collusion in the NFL, that nobody should ever trade with the Chiefs again. We have people, again, advocating for the overtime rule changes, you know, because Patrick Mahomes took the ball down and scored the touchdown, forgetting that Tampa could have played defense. They legitimately could have played defense. There's nothing in the rule books, Dusty, that says, you know, in overtime you can't play defense. Teams just don't play defense against the Chiefs. And once they had the ball and once they won that toss, you could see the body language on the sidelines. They were beaten. But they dominated last night where you dominate in the NFL. It's head coach and it is quarterback. And we saw again last night why Andy Reid is just better than everybody else. We saw why Patrick Mahomes is better than everybody else. And we saw again why Travis Kelce is still the best tight end on planet Earth, regardless of what anybody says. 14 catches, 80 yards, and a touchdown last night for Travis Kelce. Amazing performance by 87.
Right. And I mean, I know that I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, and I own that. I it's fine. But Patrick Mahomes is third currently in MVP favorites in Vegas. And it's closer than you think. Lamar Jackson is the favorite at plus 280. Mahomes is third at plus 400. Josh Allen at plus 300. And I get it. People are like, Dusty, how much is Patrick Mahomes paying you? I mean, that's not the words that they said, but I mean, I can tell you what they said. How can you breathe with Mahomes beatboxing your tonsils? MVP front runner, nine interceptions. I believe it's eight touchdowns.
Right.
I think that number will stay the same for quite some time. I think that Patrick Mahomes, if you go undefeated or you go 15-2 and you get everywhere all the way across the field and you are the reason why your team can continue to win games, there's MVP value there. If Vegas has you at plus 400 and they have the favorite at plus 280, there's something there. And
based on his stats alone, Dusty, Mahomes shouldn't even be in the MVP conversation.
Right. Yeah, no, he shouldn't. But I mean, I also think that the interceptions are today's batting average. I don't think people look at interceptions the way they used to.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think they look at that. And look, Patrick Mahomes is 8-0. The Chiefs are 8-0. They are on their way to an undefeated season as of right now. Mm-hmm. There's been 9 weeks in the NFL. There's zero losses.
Right.
And they're, you know, the way that he just controls the moment, the way that he does that, and the way he keeps this team going, there's value there for the MVP. Plus 400 right now, the leader in the clubhouse right now is Lamar Jackson at plus 280. So if you think it's not that big of a possibility, then you're on my side. If you think it's a far stretch cry that he could do it, that's up to you. But right now, you're seeing Patrick Mahomes with Travis Kelce, who's had an insane uptick since Rasheed Rice spent.
And I want to say, we were wrong on Kelce. 14 for 100 yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
14, he had 100.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
100 yards receiving yesterday.
He had 751 in the first half.
Yeah, he was insane yesterday.
And not only that, but now you have DeAndre Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.